You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I started with all the ways to be kind of karka. Kesef, shtar, chazaka, and suder. So the Minchas Chinuch started off with Kesef, and he brought the famous machloket sma and taz that all the achronim talk about. So he brought down the sma. Let's see how he brings it down again. Dema zihi, right? Vayein la'el parshas mishpatim. Dema shemuchukin hasma v'hataz reish simen kuf tzadi. The dach hasma de'ena kaina ela b'toras shivui hamekach. That the way that you're kaina something with kesef is based on the value of the object. Kagon shenosen lo ha'pruta, everyone agrees that the way kinyan kesef works, this is beferish in the Shulchan Aruch, you give a pruta, even though the karka is worth a lot more, and with that pruta, shava pruta you give, you kana the whole karka. So how does that work? So the Sma says, it's b'torah shivui. That somehow when you give that pruta, you're actually giving that pruta along with the full value. Kagon shenosen lo ha'pruta al demei ha'peron. Because the pruta is part of full consideration. Where's the rest? The hashar and the rest of the consideration, zakev alav b'milve. Or perhaps the fellow devalued the value of the mekach, and shekol ha-mekach eino shove el pruta, or the whole value of the kark is only worth a pruta. Aval b'im eino noisein lo bishvil shivu ha-mekach, but if you don't give the pruta with the intent as part of full consideration, right? But if you give this pruta over in a similar fashion as if you would give over a shtar or do a maisa chazaka as a symbolic kinyan that shows that you've obligated to transfer the property, shein and yechol amlachzer behem kamo shtar v'chazaka v'kinyan sudar lo mahani. The nilmad miste Ephron ube Ephron haya demei shivui hasadeh. That's the Sma. That's how he quotes it. So I just want to show you something. So I passed out a Ritva. Do you have the Ritva I passed out?
Yeah.
So I need a copy of that Ritva, please. So where's this Ritva come from? This Ritva comes from Bav Metzia Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. And over there, there's an interesting sugya.
You learned Kesef from Salzburg Kesef Yiknu, right?
Right.
The Ephron is just learned from Kinyan Kesef by Kedushin.
That's what he mentions. He mentions that later in the paragraph.
This was Ephron was done that way, but we learned the whole Kinyan Kesef by Karka from a whole different puzzle.
See, that's the dimension later.
Not the Sma. The Sma learns it from here.
I know, but it doesn't mean. But we learn it from Salzburg Kesef Yiknu.
That's the copy of Ephron as well.
Right.
But how to do it?
The Ephron was the limit to get to Kedushin.
No, it
happens to be Ephron was the one
tells you to eat Kinyan Kesef, but how do you do a Kinyan Kesef? You learn from Stei Ephron.
The problem with the Sma says, I'm learning this because Stei Ephron was that way. Yeah. The Gemara learns Kesef is going to Karka, not from Stei Ephron. From Kesef is something different possible.
No, but I'm saying, yes, you learn that it's a Kinyan for Karka. But how to do it to towards a gilu?
That's how Ephron did it. Doesn't mean you have to do it that way.
The problem with that too, because we don't have to stay up from Kenyan Isha. My Kenyan Isha is not Shiva. You're not giving her pruta because that's our work. Mm-hmm. So that's another problem.
That's the Taz's point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway. Okay. By the way, this coffee?
Yes.
Okay.
All those questions could be answered because the limudim. Limudim are very easy to answer. It's very hard to make silly, but it's a limud that the nisha could be nicked up against her. But not all, but not everything eats. She's not karka. She's not karka. She has no value.
Right. The
Taz
is, the
Sma
is using a limud that the Gemara does not use. And he's basing his whole yasud. Because Kenyan Stefan was Shibuya.
That's why
Gemara doesn't learn from that.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so there's a sugya on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis above Mitzia. And it says like this, Kol HaMashana Yado Al Tachtoina. Whoever deviates, his Yado is Al Tachtoina. So the Gemara says, what's the case? The Gemara says it's a case of Kinyan Karka. A guy goes ahead and gives $400 on a $1,000 purchase. And he's Chayzer. And he says, I've changed my mind. So the Gemara says, "Kol haMashana Yad al Tachtoina." If the Loikeach backs out, then the Meicher has the upper hand. He can either give the Loikeach his money back, or he could force the Loikeach to purchase a portion of the karka that's worth the amount of the deposit, and he can give him any part of the karka, even the ziburis. However, if the Meicher backs out, then the Lokeach has the upper hand, and he can either get his money back, or he could purchase any part of the karka up to $400, any part of it, even the iddis portion. So Rav Shimon Gamliel, Aymer, Malabdin O Social Olaxar. We do something in order to prevent Chazara. So what do we do?
But you can't insist on the whole field?
All right, so that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel says. Those are the two shitas in the Tanakhama. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Malamden o social lo lachzor. We do something in order to make sure that there can't be chazar. What do we do? So the Gemara says, we write ketzad. So take a look at the Ritva. The Ritva quotes the Gemara. This says, what do we do in order to prevent chazara? And how does it work? So let's take a look at the Ritva. So the Ritva quotes a Gemara, and the Gemara says, Ketzad, Kaisvin, we write something up. What do we write? Ani ploini ben ploni, macharti sa de plonis. I sold this field, le ploni, to this fellow, be'elev zuz, for 1,000 zuz. V'nasen li mehem ma'asayim zuz. And he gave me 200. V'hareini no shebo, and I am lending him 800 zuz. Perush, the kevan de zakfan bemilva, harehu ki ilu kiblon, v'chazer v'hilvan lo.
Exactly what we discussed last night.
Right, so the Ritva seems to understand this Gemara.
From is the Gilgul.
What?
From is the Gilgul, the Ritva, so it makes sense.
That is true. Mm-hmm. I think it's true.
So the Ritva says that what?
Not that Kenyan Kesef looks like
that. One second. Ubedinhu. Listen to this. Ubedinhu. The Ritva goes even further. The Afilu nol nasan lo klum. Ela shazak of kola elav zuz bemilva. Hayakoina midin kesef. The afal gav the milve ena kaina bekar kais, kidi isabir shami the kedushin, hasam hu be milve shiimo mikodem lachin. I lent him money, and then I said, in lieu of the loan, let me buy karka. That might not work. Aval zesh zikev alav hakesef be milve, vaimer harenu ki ilu hiskabalti, zeke pera on gomar choshuv. Vahadiktani v'nasan li mehem ma'asayim zuz. So if according to the Ritva, really I don't have to give him a dime, I could go ahead and say ki'ilu hiskabalti on the whole purchase price, correct? What does the Gemara say ma'asayim? Sircha d'resha d'braisa nakat. It's because the cases in the resha of the braisa are 200, so Rav Shimon Gamliel is also going to take a case of 200.
What's the Maisa HaKinyan?
It's Shivu HaMekach, it's Kesef.
No, but the Ritva says I don't even really need any kesef. I can do this whole thing with no money transfer.
No, but he had to write it. He had to write a star.
Is it the star milk?
It's not a star. Creating a chayv. It's creating a chayv, but you have to write it. You can't be.
Usually, we learn you need a ma'isa hakinyan. Mm-hmm. What is the ma'isa here? If in the case of no money transfer,
he handed him the star.
The star is the ma'isa hakinyan.
No,
it's the.
That's the whole chiddush of kesef. Kesef is not a ma'isa hakinyan. Kesef is shivui
hamekach. So why do you have to write it? What do you have to write it for?
This is proof between them, but you know.
No, but he doesn't have to prove. What is he? He's telling you what the halach is. What is he telling you?
So, by the way, the Gemara later asks.
You can't be giving aitzes.
Ha kos of in, lo kos of lo. Does it actually need to be written?
Oh boy.
So the Gemara says it doesn't actually need to be written. It just needs to be verbalized. That's what the Gemara says later.
Now, without the Ritva, you can learn that side of Taz.
I argued that before you.
There is a Maisakinyan. It's just, is it symbolic? Or is it Tchilas HaPirot? You have a Maisakinyan. The Ritva is going a whole new level. You don't even need a Maisakinyan at all.
That's a Maisak, create the card, no?
How do you create the halva? How do you create the halva?
But where's the ma'isa? It's where's the ma'isa?
How to create some bond to the halva? How do you do that? You give
it's
the
star. It's
the
verbal.
The ma'isa is not.
So you're saying like Svi, that this writing up.
The same thing's giving a
point. It's either writing up or orally stating it, but it's creating. It's creating the chayv. Creating the chayv is the ma'isa. That's what he's saying.
And you can do that verbally.
That's what he's saying, yes.
Okay.
You're saying because it had an effect. The effect that. Is that it actually created.
Generally, we learn that you can't do kinyanim verbally. You need a maisel.
Could you make a loan verbally?
Machlekas.
Okay. depending on lukuchas, but you could always do it verbally. You could make a loan.
You can't create a shiba unilaterally. If I give you money, yes, we can create a milva lateral. There's a milva pan. I'm giving you a dollar. You owe me
a
dollar.
That we learned.
His chayv.
Mother makes a sataina. We learned that. We learned that your person can create a chayv by just saying it. This is chayvus. It's called as chayvus.
There has to be consideration.
Hadas baldin. Hadas Baldin Kmei Eidim Dami. This is Hadas Baldin.
I can say, okay, I'm a chuyu to give you my tongue. I can make a schaivis on myself.
Yeah.
But there's no kinyan yet.
But that is the kinyan. It's an exchange. It's an exchange. That's how he's learning it. That's how he's learning it.
That's not the way.
It's impossible.
No, but that's the way the Ritva is learning. I didn't say it. I'm trying to explain it.
I'll tell you, I saw in him, in Adler, he says that there's a chakir and kinyanim as a whole. I never enough time to look at it, but there's a bullet point. And kinyanim is that when we need a ma'isa kinyan,
mm-hmm.
is it because you need a ma'isa kinyan? Without a ma'isa, there's no kinyan. There's no kinyan that's chal. Or really, what does the kinyan is gemiras das? The only reason why we need a ma'isa is to show that it was really gemiras das.
No.
The ma'isa
no.
makes it the
gemiras
das.
So where do you have the ma'isa?
So maybe over here, the ritual is holding. I think that the kinyan is really gemiras das. And maybe over here,
okay.
you don't need a ma'isa kinyan
right.
because
right.
making the loan and all that.
It's just words. That's just words.
Because
that's just words. Because you need something to indicate gemiras das.
So
usually it's a ma'isa. Here, this is the equivalent of a ma'isa, is what you're saying. Because it's binding. It's a binding chayv. It's just like he gave it to him. It's virtually gave it to him. Virtual. Use the term virtual. You virtually gave it to him. So that's the ma'isa. By creating this chayvus, you gave him a chayv.
So you've gutted the requirement for ma'isa kinyan.
No, we redefined the same as you just said. I just redefined the word ma'isa. The ma'isa doesn't have to be with your hands. It could be that it creates this kind of a chayv. That's what the ma'isa is. And it shows, and nothing could show more, gemiras das, than I owe him $1 million. I owe him $1 million. That's gemiras das.
The ma'isa is just to show.
Yeah, okay, good. Go
you think you need to say that in the Ritva? I don't think you need to say that.
How are you going to learn that he always needs you, that the ma'isa itself is
that is called the ma'isa. It's the equivalent of the ma'isa.
And with the ma'isa.
Well, let's hear what Avrami has to say.
With the ma'isa, there's no money. If you hold it, you don't need any. You don't even need the first $200. Chilas Piron. Where's the ma'isa?
You forget it's the Rishon who's saying it. So we're just trying to give an analysis. And he doesn't hold that way. He doesn't hold like you hold that it has to be a physical ma'isa. He holds that this is good enough ma'isa.
Steven, you want us all over
the dozing
of Isaac Kenyon.
Obviously,
you don't need a Isaac Kenyon.
No, he held it. This is a Isaac Kenyon.
All right. Okay, I don't know. What
are
you saying?
I don't know.
You don't think he's holding the
I'm just talking.
No, I don't think so.
There has to be a demonstrable Meister Kenyon.
So where's the Meister Kenyon?
That's the smart sheet that Kesef is not a classical Meister Kenyon. It's a Kenyon of Torah's Mechadesh that if you give consideration, consideration creates the Kenyon. That's the Torah's Chiddush in Kenyon. Consideration is the Kenyon.
Okay.
And that's the Taz disagrees, and the Taz Taka says there's no concept of kinyanim, just consideration. Kinyan has to be like a sudar or shtar chazaka. You need a formal maisa kinyan. That's what the Taz says. That's the whole machlokas Taz and Sma. Whether kinyan kesef by karka is a formal classical maisa kinyan, or whether it's something new that the Torah is mechadesh, that consideration can be a way of transferring a property.
In other words,
it's not a Kenyan at all. It's not a Kenyan at all. It's a barter.
You can look at it that way and say, even though it's a consideration,
a loan for thing, it's a barter.
Consideration has to be something. It has to
it's
be
over
a,
once.
It has to be through a maisa. It has to be
through a maisa.
What is a consideration? Mm. Not just a verbal commitment.
The question is, what is kesef? What is the essence of Kenyan kesef? There's nothing more logical and more mistaver than transfer of property for consideration. That is the essence.
That's barter. That's barter, by the way.
Yes, that's barter.
That's why you don't need a kid.
That's the way the Sma is. That's the way the Sma is defining kesef. Kesef is barter.
No, chalipin is symbolic.
Chalipin is not barter.
Chalipin is symbolic. Barter is you.
That's
right. I give you something. You give something. We agree that that's value.
Kesef is a.
You don't need a kinyan.
It's a medium of exchange. Essentially, I mean, well, except that kesef was actually worth something. Dollar bills.
I like the way he expressed it.
No, but
it's a commitment to pay
when you have barter, you don't need a kinyan altogether. It's over as soon as the exchange took place.
That's right, but you need the exchange. I have to give in order to get.
So that's the giving. The giving is the chayv. Chayv is the giving.
The commitment to pay for it.
But you don't have
to
define
it.
You don't have to define it as a maisa, because he's troubled that it's not called a maisa.
But what triggered the commitment? What triggered the commitment? How is the property conveyed? There has to be a conveyance.
It's a person's money.
Well, I can't know, but I cannot unilaterally create a chob. I cannot say I owe you $100 unilaterally.
How do you know that?
Of course you can.
No such thing. Except for Moitzes Vasecha Tishmar.
No.
It's a getter neder. It's not a getter mummenis.
That's how Das Baldin. It's learned straight. It's learned straight from Das. It's learned from that is for Das Baldin. They argue whether
look in the Marin Bin Lev that the Ktsos quotes in Simit Lamadal Tzifkat and Dalit.
Get out.
The Marin Bin Lev says Hodos Baldin is not based on Nemanis. It's based on his Chayvus.
Right. That is the classic discussion of Hodos Baldin. Yeah. And you learn it, by the way, from Moedet Mimitzvos. That's where you learn it from. Hodos Baldin.
Correct, correct. It's Rashi and Kedushin, right?
Alright.
So if you accept that, it's not so hard to understand this, is it?
I don't necessarily accept it, but maybe.
There's no act better than this. You don't even need
no, this. No, I don't accept it. Nothing. You're right. You can make his chayvus, and I owe you his chayvus.
If it's a valid chayvus, then you have an exchange. Then you have an exchange.
The fact that I owe you because of chayvus does not mean that there's a kinyan yet.
No, he's saying you don't need a kinyan for barter. You need just the exchange of value. That's exactly what this guy is trying to say.
I'm able to make a chayvus on myself means I can do a kinyan without kesef, without physical kesef or something. That's one of the new levels. I have to make those chayvus, and I always
so you like it better if you
but
put
it's not a Kenyan
if
yet.
You give a penny, you like it better.
That's what the smart saying. Yes, chivus pira. I paid the first penny of the $1 million.
So then it's more like chalipin then.
It's
chalipin. It's exactly.
I don't have to pay the whole thing. Then it's exactly.
The smart is trying to say
I
that this
the
is
whole
a different
even
category.
Even I just paid for a little tiny bit of it. It's chivus pira. The fact that I'm going to make a schayvus on myself, a Medina Shemayim, a Mechuyif to the $100, does not mean yet you had a kinyan on the $100. You don't have a kinyan yet, it's just that I owe it to you.
Because you don't want to accept the fact that this is not a regular kinyan. This is not that's a different kind of a kinyan. The smiles, that's the whole chiddush of the smiles.
Many ways
is that this is not a kinyan. That's why I keep using the word
but would you agree with me? I would think the only way to learn the ritva is like the smile.
Yes.
If you hold like the Taz, you can't learn the ritva.
That's for sure. But okay. But is the ritva saying that I don't need a miser kinyan?
You don't see it. It's possible that the giving over the shtar chov is tantamount to giving the kesef.
You don't need a shtar chov. Started that.
That's all I see. So far,
that's this part of the Gemara. The Gemara later says you actually don't need ksiva. The Gemara later.
And there's no mice at all.
No mice
at all. I just say, okay, I'm selling you my karka. You're going to owe me $1,000? We all say yes. No shaking hands, no nothing, no chazaka, no kalipin, no nothing. The karka is automatically conveyed like magic.
It's not automatically at all. You gave him a loan for $1 million. And it's valid, and it's enforceable. He could go to Bezdin tomorrow and get it. So what are you talking about?
Okay, let's say I didn't do a dos ball then. Let me just say the following. Let's say I just say, here. I unilaterally decide I'm going to pay you $1 million for no consideration. Is that enforceable in Beis Din?
Do me a favor. Take a look at the Rambam Hilchos Mechira. It's right behind you. No?
Daddy could say Meshata Nibok.
Take a look at Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tetzvav. Mechira Yud Aleph Tetzvav. Take a look. Tell me what he says.
The argument on the basic
Mechira is neither. Mechira is in Kenyan.
That makes sense. It's
the argument on the basic concept that a person could be Mechayim himself. So that's not, as the rabbi says, it's not our subject matter right now. It's a different subject matter. You have to accept that as a premise. Accept that as a premise.
You can advance. Well, you can be cutting with chayvus is
Mechira. You're not left. Mechira. Hold on.
So the Ritva says if it's an old loan, you can't do it. Because it's not. It does. You didn't create anything new. That's exactly the point. Okay. If it's an old loan, you didn't create anything new.
What does he say, the Rambam?
Hamachayiv atzmoi b'mamon la'acher b'loy t'nai klal. Afal pi shelo hayachayiv lo klum harei zechayiv. She's that k'mo matonahu. Bein osmachta, ketzad, homer le'edim, how you online?
My sister.
Okay, so I'm chayim myself. Ketzad, homer le'edim, how you online? Edim, shani chayim leploni mana, or she kosev lo b'shtar, harei ni chayim lechaman. Af bi she'en sham edim, or shamul lechavne edim, lechavne edim, harei ni chayim lechaman b'shtar. Af bi shloy amar atem edai, hova amar b'shtar, harei zek moshe ma how you online? Edim bechayim l'shalom. Af bi shnei modim le'edim yodim, shloy yetz l'klum. Shari chiv atzma v'gamar b'shibir atzma k'mo. She stabbed the Arab. Kazeh or Ravana. Oh, I've finished. Thank you.
It's the Rabbi Mshita.
And here it's worse. Here it's much worse than that because for that he's selling you the property. So here you have consideration for the loan. So it's not even the Rambam's case. You have total consideration for it. It's
well, the Rambam asked the motion is stabbed the Arab. He's saying.
Right, he's learning a din of his chavis from Arav. Meaning, how does an Arav mechayev himself?
Yeah,
it's different.
You could say it's Arv, but that's the way the Rambam learns Arv. The Rambam learns
Arv is different. Arv, you would say, is different.
You could say, but the Rambam says Arv is based on his chayvus. That's the Rambam Shita. Right.
Amazing.
Yeah.
How would you say Arv? Yeah. What's the chiv of an Arv?
I say chiv Arv is if he gave it, like the Tosfos says.
Right.
It's just if he gave it and he gave it back.
Right.
That's the way the Tosfos says.
In other words, the Arv is actually getting.
Arv says, give it to me. Like the Gemara says in Kedushin.
I'm getting something out of it.
Gemara says, by Ihanah.
I'm inducing you to give to him.
Be'a Ihanah, the Gemara says.
Right. Exactly.
So how do you learn by Ihanah?
Well, here's nothing.
Is by Ihanah the reason that the Ischaivus works was Be'ihanah a reason it's not an Asmachta? So the Rambam learns the Gemara, it's a reason it's not an Asmachta. The reason that you're chayiv is because the Rambam learns, like you just read, is a din of Ischaivus. That's the Rambam Shita.
But by Arvus, there is consideration being given. In the case of the Rambam here, there's nothing. He's just giving a gift. He's giving a gift.
It's called Ischaivus. Is it Maitzv Svasecha?
No,
it's not.
That's
Midin Ischaivus. It's an idea in the Torah of Ischaivus. Period. There's an idea in the Torah of Ischaivus.
What is it?
Yud Aleph Tetzvav.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
He says.
You have to start learning
that. You're right.
It's time.
You're right.
Kamo Matanahu.
You're only a week behind him.
I haven't thought of it. Rough as I'm pretty much up to date over here. But
okay, so I just wanted to show you this Ritva, right?
Oh, wow.
This is an amazing Ritva, no?
Amazing.
So this is definitely one way to learn the Sma, correct? This is the way I always thought this. This is what I always thought the Sma meant, what the Ritva is saying. When he says, Zaka v'lov b'milva, this is what I thought.
So is that one of his choices in there? Is that one of his choices?
Very.
That you don't need a Maisa at all?
He brings that. He says that's Machlokas. That's Machlokas.
Well, he's going into the theory of Smith's Das.
Says it's bechakira whether you need a Maisa. If it's young, you need a Maisa. Oh no, you just need Mir's Das. And the Maisa just shows it is Mir's Das.
So the question is, could you meet Mekadosh and Isha with this?
And there's a lot of places in the world where it seems that you don't need a Maisa at all.
With Mir's Das?
Talking about the Milva.
Yeah.
Could you be Mekadosh and Isha like this? No.
With what?
Mekadosh and Milva?
No.
This is not Mekadosh and Milva. Or is Mekadosh and Milva the other case?
Could you be Mekadosh and Isha with a Shtar Eschaivus? No.
No, for sure not?
No.
Even if you write it down in this style,
yeah,
you give it to her?
You can't.
Because she needs immediate...
Yeah.
Why not?
That's an interesting question. Why not?
According to this ritual, you have to see. Why not? It's an exception only for land.
Maybe because Kenyan Isha has learned that from Stay Effort, and over there it was actually giving over something.
No, he's learning this all from Stay Effort.
Hmm?
No, the Sma's learning all this from Stay Effort. So if you learn Isha from Stay Effort, you should be able to be Zaka Filo Ben Milva.
That's a basic problem with the Sma. How does the Sma learn to say Ephraim?
And then I would ask you the next question. According, if you gave her less a pruta, but you promised her to give her more, but you were Zaka Filo Ben Milva and you put it down, is that good? Is she Samar Das on such a thing?
But then you have another problem with Smichas Das, which is a separate issue, correct?
Yeah. But you have the same problem by Karka Smichas Das.
Separate issue.
He brings in the footnote here. Mona Inkan, Mashkan Inkan. You have to have something here now. You can't.
Yeah. Right.
Mona Inkan, Mashkan Inkan.
That's the Rashba Daf Hey in Kedushin. Mm-hmm. The Rashba Daf Hey in Kedushin that says that. Mm-hmm. That a Shtar Eschaivus would not work by a Kedushin.
Yeah, so the question is Mona Inkan, Mashkan. Oh, how does it work here?
Yeah. Just an added dimension for some reason. It's like Kati Agagave.
It's thrown by
money's tied up somewhere. It's not in front of her. She has some reason it has to be here.
In other words, she still is dependent on him. Mm-hmm. By Kedushin, you have to do something that finalizes it. If you're still dependent on him, that's not considered to be
how do you know that?
They learn it from Gerushin.
Yeah, from Gerushin.
Makash Havaya leads here.
I was going to say, by Gerushin, that's the case.
Right.
Okay, so I have to listen cool to that. So a person's willing to sell $1 million worth of property on a smock like this, but he's not. But the woman is not willing to get married because she's not Samar Das. So he wants it.
Okay, Zehu Shita Samachava. Zehu Shita Samachava. That's the Rambam. This is the Magid Mishnah that's still talking over here. Amal Ramban Baharash Bazal, Cholku Alov. Upirsha Duresha Lava Misha Bodhis Chayev below Klumhi. Like the Rambam is talking about. Vachi Pusha, Kasan Kutata may accord the plea given Misha Maidushu Chayev Machmas Halvo, Machmas Taina Cheres.
Pre-existing obligation.
Right. Abu Machayev Asma below Klum, Loho Yamakshim, my time to Rabbi Yochanan, Hech Mischayev Zebidvarim. Afilu Batim Eidai, below Kenyan, below Shtar. So it looks like it's my
Rashba. But you shouldn't say there's no idea like that at all. You shouldn't say that.
You're right, 100%. Sorry. There's always an idea. Yeah, that's good. Okay. That's interesting.
No, those who hold Hadas Baldin is a Kenyan. It's not. You see, that is the Machlokas. If you hold Hadas Baldin is a Kenyan, then
it's
a Schaibus. If you hold on to Das Baldin, it's just Eidus.
Nevertheless,
it can't be described that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly the question. Why those words are
done. That's the Marim Ben Lev the Ketzais brings. Yeah. Okay, now I wanted to show you something else. There's another page that I printed out, which is from the Sefer that Shai quoted, that brings nafkaminas between the Sman and the Taz. So I just wanted to show you the list, and we could look through it quickly.
You don't think we could just... This contents thing? The page just says Tochen and Yonim?
Yeah.
Let's zip it in.
But can I just say that I don't think it's totally in that Rambam at all, because here it's not for nothing. Here, even if you don't hold like that Rambam, that you're doing it for nothing, because there's property being conveyed at the same time. So here it's a straight exchange. Would everybody agree with me on that?
Yeah.
This is not that Rambam. That Rambam is giving you for no consideration. Here there's consideration on both sides. So even the other side would hold that. It works. Of course, all lawyers know that you can't convey anything without consideration. That's why he always says, for a dollar and other value of cubic consideration. Standard language, if you don't put that in, nothing works. You deed property and you don't say for value. $1 and other value.
So there's no such thing as a matana?
Yeah, matana is, you probably have to, I don't know. That's a different, yeah, it's good. How does that work?
You probably have to take possession, right? You got to take possession.
No, but what do you do if you want to give property as a gift? So you usually put that in, by the way. Even if you're giving a gift, you'll say for a dollar and not a value. In other words, it's a term of art. You have to put it in there. It's
interesting. Unless
okay. You actually hand it to the person.
So I just want to show you, he brought a number of nafkaminas. You have this piece? It's interesting. You see, he says, "Biure sugyas v'nafkaminas ha'olam lefi chakira tzeina." So he has 15 things that can be totally on the Sman Nataz. So we look at Bays.
No more?
This is it.
See the 15 nafkaminas?
What is this, from Encyclopedia Talmud?
No.
From the Sefer. Oh.
This guy must be a genius or something.
Sorry, who wrote that?
Yitzchok Adler from Munster, you know?
Oh, yeah. Lumdus license plate. Yeah.
What?
He had a license plate in Munster, Lumdus.
Okay.
He wrote a book on Lumdus. It's English.
It says the Lumdus.
English
Lumdus. I think he came out with another safer a few years ago. Which is just called Ian Belongdus.
Yeah, that was before this, actually. That was before this.
Oldest?
Yeah, I have it, yeah.
Is he an older guy? Was when
he was my Rebbe in 12th grade.
Was your Rebbe in 12th grade?
Yeah, but he's not. I don't know. Maybe he's 10 years older than me, you know.
Can we trust what he writes?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't want to go through the whole text, but I just want to know that he made the question correctly.
So, Aleph is a sugya about a Ravon Yikod. So that's a Rashi and a Tosfos and Ayin Zayin and Beis. Beis is the Ritva we just read. Kinyan Beli Nesinas Kesef. Can I do a Kinyan Kesef without giving a dime? Correct? So according to the Tats, for sure that's not going to work. And we all agree that the Ritva only makes sense according to the Sma. Correct?
Yes.
The next is Shave Kesef Ke Kesef. So it's very interesting. We paskin that by that shove a kesef is kekesef, but there's a major machlokes rishonim. Do you need a makar for it or not? In other words, when the first Mishnah in Kedushin says shove a kesef kekesef, Tosfos wants to know, how do I know that? Because by Evid Ivri, it says yoshiv gulaso l'rabo shove a kesef. By Nezikin, it says Kesef Yoshiv L'Rabos Shove Kesef. By an Isha, Tosfos wants to know, how do I know Shove Kesef Ke Kesef? The Ran says, I don't need a limud for Shove Kesef Ke Kesef. Because the Ran says it's a Dover Pashat, that there's a Svarah Shove Kesef Ke Kesef. So he wants to make this question of whether Shavu Kesef Kekesef is a Dover Pashat and a Sfara, or whether you need a Limud totally on the Sma and the Taz. That if Kesef is Shivui, then there's no need for a Limud Shavu Kesef Kekesef. It's value and consideration, and I shouldn't need a Limud.
To the Sma, no problem. And according to the
Taz,
he says it's not clear.
Correct.
Okay.
Kinyan, what's the next one? Kinyan b'shtar hischayvus. Can I be kaina karka with a shtar hischayvus? So again, that would depend, correct?
Yeah.
According to the Taz, it's not a clay. You're not using a matbea for the classical maisa kinyan. But according to the... Yeah,
it's the same as base, really.
It's similar, base. Right? It's basically the same, correct?
Yeah.
So saying according to the Taz, it wouldn't be good, according to the Sma, would be.
Yeah. So what's the next one?
Shir
Kesef
Kenyan. Yeah. So the question is, do you need a silver coin? Does the coin must be silver for there to be Kenyan Kesef by Karka? So it's a machlokas in 2 days in the Avnei Meluin. Whether it must be silver or not. So he says the only reason that you'd need a silver coin would need that you need a certain specific formal object like the Taz. But as long as it's a certain value and it's worth a puta, why would I need a silver coin? That would be the Sma.
Right.
Similarly, Kinyan Karka b'milve o b'mechila schayv. Again, that's Pashut, correct? If it's the Sma, then as long as I'm gaining correct consideration and my what and my debt is forgiven.
No, I don't understand this one. Can you calculate a milveh? Meaning canceling a milveh?
Yes.
Nobody holds that's good.
Yes, it's a big, it's machlokas Rambam and Ravid. It's machlokas Rambam and Ravid.
Whose shita is that?
If the Rambam says it's good, the Ravid says it's no good.
No, but is that the Sma or is that the...
The Sma would say it's good. Because at the end of the day, you're getting consideration, correct? Taz would say there's no Maisa Kinyan.
We just said that the, who is it, the Ritva? Doesn't hold that. He always have to be.
That's correct.
It has to be a new one.
That's correct.
So if this is the Sma, really.
Right, it's not consistent. You're right. So there's a little bit of a problem. I agree.
Right. Okay.
So now he says something interesting. Shema Shava Pruta B'Maga. There's a Gemara that says that even though something here is not worth a Shava Pruta, I have to be choshesh for kedushin, because maybe the price of dates in Madai is much higher than it is here. So the Ram brings two shitas, whether that's a chashash midrabanan or a real chashash doraisa. So he wants to say that according to the Taz, I might really be worried that it's worth something someplace else. Because if it's worth something someplace else, then it might have the status of being what? A Shava Pruta.
We don't even know if Shava Pruta is good, according to the Taz.
That no, Shava Pruta.
The previous one said that he doesn't even know if it's good.
No, you do know it's good. The question definitely good. The
Shava Pruta is good?
Yeah, your just question is, do you need a Limud?
I thought you need Kesef. He says that.
Yes. The question is, do you need a Limud?
Kesef. He said, do you need Kesef? If you need Kesef, Shava Pruta is not good. Shava Kesef. And now he's asking, in this question, he's assuming that even if you hold its kesef, shav kesef is good.
Anyway, I just want to bring one more. We don't have to go through all the matana amanas lahachzir. The Gemara and Vavim in Beis Kedushin says matana amanas lahachzir will work by all kinyanim, won't work by kedushin. So according to the Taz, it makes sense, correct? Because you've done a formal maisa kinyan.
Right.
But according to the Sma, it's not going to work,
right,
correct?
Right.
Because there's no peirin. I'm getting it back.
Right.
Okay, so you could look at this, and these are the nafkaminas that he brings. Okay?
Yeah, but it works for Pinyan Aben too. Most people don't realize that. Although I would not accept it. You'd find another kind.
Mm-hmm. So, Shai, you still, you don't like the Ritva's approach, right?
I don't understand that. I don't like it. You know, he brings that over here that you can go like, the Ritva definitely has to be like the Sma.
Correct.
So he says, but you can learn like the Sma, but you can't go all the way like the Ritva says. You still need something to actually start something. Off with that it can't
amazing.
Be the whole.
You need some
you
kind
needed
of
that first $100 or the first, mm-hmm. like the case of the Ritva brings. 200 and the rest is 800.
Okay, but I just wanted to show you the Ritva says it clearly, right?
Yeah.
But you know why the Ritva says that?
Hadavra hapolis akinya. I don't know. Page 12, he discusses exactly how it's doing.
Right. Where is that? What are you looking at?
He's doing his contents.
That's what I said before.
I love the way you express it. I think that's the emes. They doesn't even hold it's a kinyan. He
right.
holds it's a bottom, and that's it.
No.
And that's,
that I think that's the whole point. Yes.
If you didn't have that, you have just a ridiculous little machrokes that has nothing. It's like, what is it? It's this.
By the way, Shai, take a look at footnote Dalet. You see it?
On what? In the Sefer?
In Minchas Chinuch.
Oh.
See footnote Dalet.
Footnote Dalet.
Yeah.
Chashemesh Patsimon Chav Beis Kasev B'Shem Aviv Klal Gadol Bazeh She'ikar HaKinyan Hu Gemiras Das. Right?
Right.
Shemach
the
Igor
B'Libel
HaKinyan
Hu Gemiras Das. That's the second way that he says.
Correct.
Why do you need a Maisa? Because if not, it would be just a Drom Shabbalay. It doesn't show real Gemiras Das.
Right.
And they bring that a whole bunch of cases in the Gemara that you see that the Chazal sometimes said you don't need a Kenyan, a father to his son. You know that he does it.
Correct.
Isha, Hano, you know.
That's Umdana.
Oh, so the Rosh Hashanah says, no, all these things are just because of Umdana.
Yes,
you know?
Correct. That's but the only way you could understand it. All over Shas you have these Umdanas. And if you don't hold from the Umdana, you're really stuck all over the place. Because it doesn't fit. A lot of cases, it doesn't fit any rules. And the answer always comes along, it's Umdana. We know he transferred it to them, that's all. It's because, you know, Umdana is like Adam. What is this? What is the expression like Adam? It's
Anan Sadek.
So you're saying Umdana is really
his
Anan Sadek. Opinion, but Anan Sadek. Umdana is like a
Maisa? It's like Anan Sadek. It's like...
It seems to be... Others explain away those remarks.
Yeah.
Okay, let's read one paragraph from Minchas Chinuch, okay? Because I feel I was a little, as they say, off the daf today. But I felt that Ritva was a necessity. V'hine, we're on the second column. V'hine b'kona migoy oigoy miYisrael gam kin min ha'toyra have kesef kinyin. Ayen kedushin yudal mebeis. B'boba basun yudal mebeis. Kosvo ha'toysvus divar ha'maschil oivet kachavim. De'yalfina miste efron d'goy kaina b'kesef. Ach mevor sham... Ach mevor sham machmas lo sam chadaita ena kind of rak bishtar. Like we said, that if there's a certain locale where you require title and a physical shtar, proof of your ownership, the kinyan is not complete unless you get that because of smichas das. Ayein Rambam perak alf mizachiyo matana haloch yedalet v'chashim mishput simen kuf tzadi he dim ha mistaifim v'ein kan makoimai. Aval min ha-toira gam kein koina etzlam karkois bekesef, kamo b'Yisrael. V'nira gam goi ha-koina migoi mayel kinyan kesef min ha-toira. Okay, so let's read this one paragraph here. And next time we'll start from the bottom, the Mishnah Melech. V'hine kasavnu la'el, the kesef hu dafka Bepruta o shava pruta. Now he comes with an interesting chiddush. Upagas mishava pruta eino kinyan. Nira dafka be Yisrael mi Yisrael. Sarech shava pruta. Bechol hatayra. Aval Yisrael mi gai, the gabe gai. Pachas mi shava pruta gam ken mamon. Kimavor besanhedrin and Zion amid Aleph. Because lo nitnu shirim le b'nei noyach. And if a ben noyach steals less than a shava pruta, he's chayav misa. So you see, by a ben noyach, less than a shava pruta has consequence. Therefore, less than a shava pruta is meaningful by a goy. Therefore, the halacha should be al v'yisrael mi goy. When a Jew is buying from a goy, it should be enough that the Jew just gives him even less than a pruta. Gam pachas mi shava pruta, gam kein mamon kemavur b'sanhedrin, then zayin amadav. V'kama pamim b'shas, Sham nuntes amid aleph va'od im ken kana Yisrael me'itai af bepachos right mishava pruta v'chein goy migoy de etzlam have pachos mishava pruta gam ken maman v'zem mavor lahedja be'ervin samach beis amid aleph right the seicher min hagoy we're talking about an erev the seicher min hagoy pachos mishava pruta. Kevin the Humaman Eitzel Hagai. Ube Pshita de Ein Chiluk Ben Schiris the Mechira Ayen Sham. Imken Hochina Migoy Migoy. Ach Ayen Taisus Kedushin, which seems to be such as this Gimel Amaral Tivra Maschel Vishah. Kosu B'Shem Rabbeinu Tov de Garina Mistei Ephraim. That we learn that I can be kinda from a guy with Kesef from Stei Ephraim. And by Stei Ephraim, it was how Bistei Ephraim Ksiv Kesef. The ain kesef pachas mishava pruta. The hasam goy haya. Vave kesef af pachas mishava pruta. The hataisvas ba'atzmam. But babasra sham kosv the kinyan goy. Be kesef no mar mistay ephron. Im kainira mi divrehem. The gam eitzel goy ba'inam pruta. Ube emes the gemara hanal mufurash lehefech. Because that's the gemara by Erevin, right? Was schiris v'kinyan heim shavim v'imein koinim lama nikna haschiris b'pachas mishava pruta ach divrei hatoisus efshel liyashiv aval dover ze emes that a Jew can be koinah from a guy kaki even less than a shava pruta u'kamavur lehedja b'shas like it is by Erevin.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.